Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Good morning and welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Hour number two already. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat, RJ's Hunting and Fishing, and see what he's up to this morning. Good morning, Mike. What's going on?
Nothing much. Flip-flopped in bikinis all week. Now I got to put our socks back on today. So. Southeast Texas. Gotta love it.
Yep. Hunting in short pants and snake boots and a t-shirt.
Yeah. I haven't done much this week. I won't go back to River Bottom sometime today. Try to hunt a little bit through the weekend. Looks like it's going to stay dry. So. Other than them roads, probably a mess.
Well, all the leaves are finally falling.
Oh, they are. I mean, our pool guy's not going to like us this week when he comes.
Usually by Thanksgiving, you know, most of that's over with, but it's now fall kicking in.
Yep. So, then I see where the Astros went and broke my heart. So,
what, with Tucker?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew you weren't going to like that. A lot of fans didn't, but
I think they're going to wind up just dumping the whole team before it's over with.
Well,
when them restarts. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I don't understand that. I mean, I know it's money, you know, for the owner and all that. But, man, they've done so good for so many years, and these fans brought them a ton of money. Now they're going to slap us in the face now. So.
Well,
shall see. I don't know if they can hold on to Bregman. Huh?
I don't think so. I think he's he kind of cooled off there for a little bit, but he's starting to get hot again on the trading blocks. It's all about money, man.
It is.
Probably one of the best lines I ever heard in a movie was that. Remember that movie, the golf movie, Bobby Jones, Stroke of Genius? That reporter that was like his sidekick that followed him around every tournament, he said, money, it's going to ruin sports.
Yep.
And, I mean, I'm for everybody making their money, but I mean, just like what Juan Soto got. Come on, man.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
That's a lot of bucks.
Yep.
Got to sell a lot of tickets, a lot of beer and popcorn, buddy.
Yeah. Can you imagine what beer's going to cost at that place this year?
Yeah. That's bring it. Just money.
Yep. But. You know, as far as fishing, I ain't got nothing to report on. Everybody's cooled off this Christmas day.
That's funny you brought up, Tucker, because the first thing When I saw him, the first thing I thought of when he got traded was you.
Yeah. Well, who'd he go to, the Cubs?
I think the Mets. Or no, let's see, the Cubs. Yeah, Soto went to the Mets.
Yeah. So, at least he's got a sharp four chair, too.
So, what's that?
He got a very sharp four chair, too. So
yeah.
He can hit a lot of home runs right there. So good luck to him.
I'll still be his fan. I'll follow him.
Oh, yeah.
We may end up becoming Cub fans, you know.
Yeah, I doubt that. But.
No. Harry Carey, remember? Yeah. I used to love coming in from fishing. Cubs games were always on in the afternoon. Harry Carey was calling them.
Yep.
Good stuff, man. Baseball. Yeah. Well, how's y'all's deer hunting, man? Is anybody pop a good one yet?
Nope. Been
crazy.
I guess my grandson killed the best one I know of. But,
right. Rustin?
Yep. Yeah. And,
boy, he's a good kid. I enjoyed him that time that y'all came over to Crocker's, and he came over there and shot a deer, and that was good. I knew he'd grow up to be a fine young man.
Oh, so he is. He's still holding to it right now, and he's got his driver's license now.
Uh-oh. things could change.
Yep. Matter of fact, he just got back from Las Vegas. He qualified for the youth NFR. And,
I saw that.
And he didn't get nothing done. But
no.
Yeah.
He's a little cowboy.
Yeah, he is. But
yeah, maybe, not for us, that maybe he'll start the next generation of Yellowstone.
we'll see. That'd be something. But I don't know if they'll have another generation of that. I think that's done.
Yeah, he can go to work for Rip and Beth.
Yep.
Their new ranch.
I hope they do that. He said it's not 100% yet.
No.
That was a crazy ending.
Yeah, it was.
But now for his hunting, ain't nobody hunting rough. I mean, that full moon come up, it got hot, you know. Mm-hmm. It was like me, you know, it started after I talked to you Saturday morning. I got up to go hunt, and it was raining and hot, and I said, I ain't fighting this, and I really,
no.
I can't get my hand wet still. I need
how,
to keep it
how
dry.
How mad am I, you know?
Yeah, you know, so I just put my truck four-wheel drive and crawled out of there and come home. So, but I'm going to go back today and see what I can get done. Need to kill some of them fat hogs, but.
Man, and I'm looking at my Christmas and birthday trip to South Texas, and I guess I'll pack
light. A little warm.
Oh, yeah. It's, man, Christmas Day down there would be 58 to 74. Then the next day, that'll be my first morning hunt. It'll be 60, 80 for a high. And well, Friday, 62 to 78. Saturday, 59 to 79. Man.
Yeah, and we go to Lubbock, I think around the 9th. It'll probably be, you know, 10 degrees there. So, that's what Darlene, she'd been asking me all the way, what you want for Christmas? I said, Darlene, I don't need nothing. Then I thought about that trip. And they got all these fantastic electric socks out now. And I told her, I said, you need to get online right quick.
Get you some of them alpaca socks. I wonder how much a pair of those are.
I don't know.
Everybody's starting to wear alpaca now for socks.
Well, I don't know, but I know I won't be a pair of them electric socks because there was a guy out there last year had them. And he laid over there just smiling and comfortable he could be while the rest of us can't
keep
their
feet warm. Can't even feel their feet.
Yep.
Numb.
Yep.
Hey, when my feet get to that point and your toes are tingling and hurting, I'm out of here. I'm done.
Yep. You know, and that's the problem because we're in them lay downs. And, you know, when you're laying down, you're not getting no circulation down there. So,
no.
You in a deer stand, you can get up, stand up for a minute and get some blood circulation going. When you're in one of them lay down blinds, you know, it's like Rusty. He got a, his wife bought him one of them heated jackets last year, one of them Gore-Tex heated jackets. He's laid over smiling at me. I said, you rascal. And they're nice. I can tell you right now they are. But I really don't have a problem with, you know, upper body, except my hands. My hands and my feet, that's what bothers me.
That's me, hands and feet.
So.
But hands, elbows, knees, and feet.
Yep. But, yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to that. It's a lot of fun. And boys has got so much country to hunt. That's the only drawback to that whole deal. You might have to drive an hour and a half in the mornings to get to the field you're going to hunt. So, and
yeah, a buddy of mine just got back from his 3 or 4 day deal up there in Pampas, Texas. Is that it? Does that sound right?
Right.
They crushed them. I mean, you're talking, you know, on geese, 1 hour limits. Sandhills, 1 hour limits. Mallards, 1 hour limits. I'm going, man, that's crazy.
Yeah, you know, it's the same with these boys where we're hunting there in Lubbock, that Crooked Wing Outfitters. They have them ducks till about Christmas, and then they lose their ducks.
Right.
I'd love to go on one of them good mallard hunts again. But.
Boy, ain't nothing like a big old pile of red legs laying there, man.
I miss it in the woods
orange
more
feet,
than I
but
do.
All the old timers called them red legs.
Red legs, yeah. I miss them in the woods. You know, I growed up killing them mallards in the woods. And wasn't nothing finer than make a bunch of them coming out through them open oaks and them flats.
It doesn't get any better than that, man.
No. Or being them cypress sloughs, you know, and all you do is
cypress sloughs and, you know, flooded timber. You know. And, man. Bring it. Good clean hunt.
But I think that's a thing of the past. Of course, you know, East Texas and Southeast Texas, as say. Because I'm not hearing any reports, I'm telling you right now.
Well, the flyways changed so drastically due to the agriculture aspect of it. There's just no, and we're just not getting you're not getting those early freezos or overs up north where it freezes all the ponds and lakes and everything up to where those birds have got to migrate down.
Yep.
Now they're just short stop with all the good water and agriculture they have north of us. Yep. It's short stop all those birds like that.
I've done talk to several people that's really in the know, and them boys up north, they're keeping them ponds unfroze. They keep them ponds heated to keep them unfroze. And there's all kind of neat tricks they got going on. And there's so much food up there that birds ain't got to come down here.
No.
So, and the population is not what we used to have, neither. They can talk all they want to.
No, I mean, bird counts are down. I mean, that's...
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I don't remember the last time I heard a mallard hen in the river bottom. It's been a few years.
Hearing old Susie talking to you?
Yep.
Old Susie.
Ain't nothing better.
No.
But even, you know, I've talked to all them boys on that high ground out there around the lake and stuff. They don't have them either. And some of them boys didn't even get the duck hunt. Up till they're starting a few, but now their geese and stuff are showing up, so they ain't worried about them ducks no more. But I talked to a boy yesterday that is putting a high fence in on a piece of property just below the dam there, right there around Browder's. Some guy's got about 1,200 acres. He's not completely high fencing, and he's just partial high fencing it.
Right.
And they said that place is loaded with ducks. But that's the only one I've heard of.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you can set in a deer stand on a weekend, and, you know, I hunt right there I'm not 300-400 yards off the bank of the river. And I can hear all them people shooting. They ain't heard nobody shooting this year.
Yeah.
So all that Bill Daniels Ranch, that's straight across from us. Ain't nobody shooting over there.
Nope.
So just not no birds.
No birds, no hunt.
So it. Yep. Well, I talked to somebody else. Went on a big hunt. Big company hunt to, down Matagorda Way or something like that. And there were 64 people in this hunt. And the only thing killed was redheads. So that's weird. But it's the same thing in Venice and boys down there. There's very few of them killing any birds. You know, they're on the edge of that national water, and you know that interior of that held onto that grass, and so they're getting to kill a few birds that's coming off that grass, you know, or going to that grass, and they just get lucky and getting a flyway on them and kill a few birds. But, it's been a rough year. You know. And then I talked to a cousin of mine, got a bunch of cattle, had all them doves back September, and then they left by the time it opened for us to kill them. And he's already haying and stuff, and he's like, he called me and said, hey, them birds showed back up over here, and so I might be going on a dove hunt.
Well, I know I will be where I'm going.
Yeah, you are.
Might be more bird hunting than deer hunting this year.
Yeah, I hear you. Think you'll anything good down there?
Have shotgun, will travel, baby.
Yeah, you bet.
All right, Mike. Well, hey, bud, if somebody wants to get with you, give them a number.
All right, 832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunting and Fishing. I guess you're shutting down after Saturday.
Next week, Christmas week, I'll be gone till the first of the year. I'll be back the second on that Thursday. I'll call you.
All right, buddy. Look forward to it. Have fun.
I got a picture of a BBD. I'll send you a photo,
there you go.
Baby.
Later.
Later, Mike. All right. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers located right at the base of the Texas City Dyke at 227 Dyke Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait than with their oxygen response system. Works great on tournament fish, too. Check them out firsthand at the store. They have them on display. All your bottles, your regulators, diffusers, they refill your bottles there at the store. More info, call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. While you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught guff shrimp, no farm-raised at Boyd's. Whether you're looking for the big 9, 12s, 15, 18 count, whatever you like, they'll always have it. And they're getting some crawfish in early this year, so check out those crawfish prices and availability. Call them at 409-945-4001 or boydsonestop.com. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Welcome back to Sports Radio 610. Outdoor Show. It's 520 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down to G-Town. Let's check in with Captain James Plogg, see what he's up to. Hey, James, what's going on, man?
What's up, dude?
What's happening, Captain?
Nada. Nada. Going to work, man.
Going to work.
A little bit cooler this morning.
Yeah, it feels good.
At least there ain't no fog, dude.
I know, no fog.
Mushroom for 3 days, dude.
I'm telling you. Boy.
Man, yesterday was real bad. It wouldn't give up. It didn't give up till about, man, I don't know. It had to be 11 o'clock, maybe?
Yeah.
It was late. It was dead calm. You couldn't see the land, the sky. You couldn't see nothing. It's kind of wicked. It's been like that all 3 days, actually. No wind, you know. Fog and no wind.
Yeah.
But it's still pretty good. We're catching them every day, just fish, nothing good. But one day was kind of tough. What day we do that deal? Tuesday. See, my days are still messed up, but I know what the day is.
You didn't even know what day it was the other night when we did our little angler you thing.
Yeah, I was messed up, dude. But that day, we still caught them. We caught 23, but man, it was kind of tough. There were some places I've been fishing that I couldn't get them to bite, you know. And then yesterday, I did some different stuff yesterday. I went a little bit south, and it was good. We caught, 17 or 18 right there, and stopped somewhere else, caught one. Then I went and checked on something I really ain't been fishing. And it actually got pretty good. Not for me. My guys were crushing them. I only caught a couple. They were getting them. And I think we caught 13 or 14 right there. So it was good. Just fish. The fish we caught like there at the end were all nice trout, but I hadn't caught a 3-pound fish.
Yeah.
Kind of like, we're just fishing, man. You know, we're just fishing. These guys I took yesterday, he's been with me twice, gonna be a really good customer. And they loved Wade. I said, look, man, ain't no like Wade more than me. Right now I'm just fishing. We're just going fishing. I was waiting, earlier in the fall, I actually waited a lot more than I boat fished. But the wade fishing was better at that time. You remember that in October and first part of November? Then the wade fishing was a lot better.
They were crammed in tight there for about a month.
Exactly. And it was good fishing. Catching some nice fish, up to 26 inches. But now I'm just fishing. We're just going fishing. Catch what you catch and have a good time, and that's it. I'll be done, though. I won't do no boat fishing after I get through with this little room.
We don't have bird hunting weather this Christmas, it looks like.
Man, you see that? Yeah.
Man, I'll just take my summer clothes.
We're looking at Houston. You know what it's going to be like in South Texas.
Yeah, I'm looking at Haverhill on my phone app, and it's not It's not looking like ideal deer hunting weather. I mean, we've still killed deer. I've killed good deer down there in weather like that, but it's more of a morning thing. You know, afternoons it gets kind of hot and they don't move good.
So, yeah, I'd rather
hunt or quail hunt.
Yeah, I talked to Kenny. He's actually coming back, and then I'll leave the same time that he goes. I don't know if we're leaving Christmas Day or the day after, one or two. It don't matter to me. But yeah. It's really, really good. And man, they're killing some quail too, buddy. I told me and you talked about that the other day. We might have 20 or 25 coveys.
That's just what you're seeing.
That's just what we're seeing because the grass.
I mean, hey, when you're running over them with a truck, they're thick.
There's a bunch of them. Yeah,
yes,
for sure. So we're going to do that. Of course, I'll be down here the same time you are. I don't know how long I'm going to stay. I got a couple things I need to do before New Year's, but we'll probably. When I don't know what day Christmas is. When is Christmas?
Wednesday.
Yeah. So, and then New Year's will be what? I guess the next
That'll
Wednesday,
be on
right?
a Wednesday.
I'll probably come back Sunday. I got one of my guys yesterday. He's a good dude. He's got a little whaler. He really don't know how to run his electronics too good. I'm going to help him do that one day. And then I'll probably turn around and go back.
Yeah.
Because Cameron's got to come home anyway. He flies out on the 2nd, so he's gone.
Right.
So we'll probably come back, and then I'll take him to the airport, and then I'll probably go back down there.
Yeah.
I may even drive over there and see y'all.
Yeah, that'll work.
But, no, I'm ready. I actually, man, I thought I bought enough shells. I got to looking at just yesterday by passing. I got through washing a boat, and I walked to this man. I might need to buy another case.
Yeah.
Because normally I don't get to hunt much, you know, during the first season. Because Galveston hadn't been any good like it was last year. Year before last, Galveston was good. We kill limits every day. Not
right.
every day, but every time we went.
I
remember that. It hadn't been good this year. Yeah, it was really, really good, dude. But I did go to South Texas a couple of times when I normally don't. And I blazed them up pretty good. I better go get me some bullets, man.
You might want to.
Yeah. But,
I'd rather have them and not need them than to need them and not have them.
Oh, yeah, that's like clothes, dude. You just put all of them on you got and then get rid of them. Like bullets.
That's it. Shed them as the day goes on.
Yeah, it's like anything we use. Lures, clothes, bullets. Don't skimp on nothing, man. You get more than what you think you need. Like I told you the other day, I said, look, man, we got a lot of problems, but them lures right there, they ain't one of them. So,
well, I remember back in those spoon days when, man, bronze spoons and gold spoons were just, you know, real hot in the fall time. And Blaine and I'd go to a tackle store together. We'd go to like a Gibson's Discount Center or go to Walmart, and you just pull the whole rack off. Just take
you
it
pulled.
The
remember they came on a they came
remember
on a card. Maybe
they were stapled.
Like a dozen of them.
Yeah, there was a
they
big
were...
card hanging there with them all stapled on there, and you just pull the ones off you want. We just pull the whole card off.
Man, when I was a kid, I think the first time I went shopping with y'all, if you remember, I think we went to SGI in downtown.
Sporting Goods Incorporated, downtown, buddy. We bought them out. Man. I was Stagno and all of them are going, what are y'all doing with these mirror lures? I said, we're making sandwiches out of them, man.
Yeah.
I'd buy them by the 12-packs. Like I said, give me
the
three 12-packs,
came...
801s. And remember they'd come in a cardboard box.
They came in a cardboard box. Hey, I should have showed you that. Every time you come to the house, I still got a box of 12.
Right.
700s, Maurice's. 700.
Oh, yeah.
Larry Lachlan gave them to me. But, you know, yesterday, the light colors have been better. But I watch all this stuff. This one place I fish, it's a customer place. I struggle. When they bite, I'll catch them. But it ain't about... It's about color. I don't think dark colors where I'm fishing is all that good. Can you catch them on it? Sure. You can probably roll up there. You, yourself, you can roll up there with a purple Little John and catch 100 of them. But
I promise you, if they ain't eating purple Little Johns with a white tip on it, they ain't eating, man.
but But my guys, like yesterday, they were, and he had the same little John on. I ain't been fishing. I've been fishing that little pilchard, you know, that little sea shad.
Right.
And I tell you what kind of got good. The pink little balls kind of got good.
Well, it's time. More fatter. Pink is it this time of year, man.
It's,
I mean,
yeah. So I told Mike, he said, what about this? Man, that little John's still good. Just fish with that thing. Buddy, he put on a clinic.
Did he?
And then his buddy said, hey, I want one of them. I said, man, you got what I got on. It's good. He said, no, give me one of them. I said, here, put one of them on there. And but they were working their bait so slow. And, buddy, they was catching them. They fish with Bradley. They're fishermen. They fish with Charlie some, too.
Yeah.
But I couldn't get my bait like that. And then finally, they kind of came up a little bit and started biting, actually really biting. And then we were all catching some, but I guarantee you they caught 10 or 12 before we ever really had like a bite, you know.
You're on that unorthodox school.
I must be living on it because that happens a lot. But it's been really good.
Me to believe that, that you're getting your butt stomped by customers. I know better than that.
Dude, it's, hey, everything I'm telling you is exactly how it went down. I told them too many times. I told them guys, you're just a look, man. This is like a y'all school. I don't like this place. I like a wee school. I'm not included in this one. I told him, I said, you catch one more, dude. I'm pulling this anchor up. I'm gone.
I'm out of Dodge.
Go fish somewhere else.
I'm going to go find me a school.
Yeah. Hey, but they're good guys, man. We had a great time. I think we caught, we were trying to catch 35. I don't think we did. We caught 31. I said, man, let's go. I could see that front coming.
Right.
I said, I'm telling y'all, it got dead slick. I said, that's
the wind switched at my house yesterday about 3 o'clock.
At 3. But you had the rain before then, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had that little line of storms come through and got a little bit of rain, and that wind switched about 3 o'clock.
Yeah. It ain't as bad as what they said, though.
No, it's not.
I don't think the wind is bad.
No, it's nothing to it.
Hey, at least I can see. I may not catch none today, but at least I can see where I'm going.
The good thing about this front and this wind switch is there's no fog.
There ain't no fog, buddy.
God, I get sick of fog.
Man, hey, really, yesterday was, you know, the other 2 days or whatever, 3 days, whatever, it was bad, but you can still kind of, you can make out the shore or whatever. Yesterday, it's a zero, dude. You can barely see your lures flash.
Remember we were used to this time of year, we'd be wading over in East Bay, and that fog would be, that sea fog would be so thick, it never lifted all day. And remember, I'd bring a video crew, and it was hard to get good quality video because the fog was so bad. Remember that?
You was terrible, man.
Oh, Ken Huffman would come, and Bud Hall.
Like it was yesterday, I remember in Calcasieu, it was right around New Year's. It may have been a little after New Year's. And I tell you, it was with me, Charlie Roeder and somebody else, not John Tooley, but, you know, Charlie's old crew, maybe Roland and them. And
yeah,
Larry.
Those are some sticks right there.
We fished 3 days, Mickey. I never in 3 days, this is three complete fishing days, I never saw the ramp, saw my lure land dead slick for 3 days. I never seen nothing like it. I mean, like, surely in the afternoon the fog lifts or midday. It was like living in a soup bowl. I said, man, this is horrible. Of course, we caught them.
Yeah.
All you had to do was get there then. But it was terrible, man.
Boy,
3 days.
Catch some big old fish, big trout in that fog, man.
Well, back in the day when you and I was doing all that stuff, nobody was out there. It was just us. And, you know, now I get a little worried. People with GPSs and stuff running around when it's foggy. I don't worry about me. I worry about somebody hitting me. Mike Hillman said he was somewhere in Matagorda or somewhere going down the
channel. Yeah, where's he been? I hadn't seen a text or a call or nothing from him in a while. He must be on them because he sure is quiet.
Yeah, he's catching them. He had one really good day, and then, you know, I mean, he's catching his fish. He said yesterday was a little bit tougher, but they still caught him. I talked to him on the way home. But he said he was in the intercoastal, and he's like, you know, chugging. He said somebody went by him in a tournament boat going about 50 miles an hour in that fog. I said, man, and that's like them motorcycles that go by you at 100. I call them organ donors. You keep doing that, you're going to be donating some organ somewhere.
I promise you. I had one. I'm going up Fred Hartman Bridge one night coming back from San Leon. I don't know. It's about 9 o'clock at night. And, you know, I got my radio up, but I hear this buzzsaw coming, bumblebee. And I look out, look in my left side mirror, and this guy's on one wheel, running a wheelie all the way up the top of the Fred Hartman. He had to be going over 100.
No kidding.
I said, well, we get over the top of this bridge and look down, we may be scraping him off concrete. But he made it.
It's terrible.
I mean, that's just unbelievable. I guess he had his GoPro on. He was filming a video for YouTube or something.
That don't even look good. You know, Buddy and I, one of those big motorcycles, crotch rockets, whatever they call them, we were going somewhere. I was driving Buddy's Jeep. We were going to eat lunch somewhere. And we topped a hill, and we were like the second car there. And there's a guy, and there's the motorcycle. It was terrible. I never forgot that. And there, that guy was done. It wasn't like he was just done. I'm like, man, I never seen a dead person, but there's one right there.
Yeah, that's you can tell it's not good.
Well,
it happens fast.
Hey, well,
just like in a boat.
Saying?
I mean, you know, every once in a while you'll hear about it. You know, a boat accident. Boat accidents are like motorcycle accidents. There's no cushion for anything. No airbags. No protection.
No.
You're done.
It's usually bad. That's like what Captain Ron say. They come on you fast. They leave you fast.
That's it. Captain Ron. Remember that show? That was hilarious.
Me and Cameron watched Captain Ron 800 times. Hey, we get in a boat.
What a nightmare. That was a nightmare cruise. All right, buddy. Well, hey, man, I enjoyed the other night. That was fun. I'm still laughing. You got me rolling.
Oh, that was a lot of fun, man. I really appreciate you doing it. And, of course, I'll talk to you, but Merry Christmas there, bud. Because you probably won't be on the air.
I'll talk to you Saturday. I'll be here.
Oh, yeah, I'll talk to you for sure. We both got birthdays, too.
That's it, man. We're going to enjoy them, too. We're going to South Texas.
All right, buddy. Tell Blaine, everybody, what's up? And I'll talk to you a little bit.
Throw them out one of them numbers where they can go to the bottom and live the dream or somebody else's nightmare.
Yeah. All right, buddy. 497-717-306.
All right. Well, James, have a good one, buddy. Catch them up, man. Later.
All right, man. Thanks.
All right. Well, folks, are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Well, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch. It's a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top tier, Matagorda Bay Fishing Charters. And bring your friends, your clients. Let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything. And from five-star lodging, skeet shooting, and sporting clays to a fully stocked bass pond, your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. And if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch, well, they can sleep large groups up to 40 people and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at rustyhookranch.com. That's rustyhookranch.com, and tell them Captain Mickey sent you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Final segment already. It's 542 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to G-Town now and check in with Captain Sharky Marquez. Michael, what's up, Sharky Mark?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, man.
Hey, good morning, brother.
Y'all got any flounder left down there? Y'all catch all of them already. Boy, I've seen more flounder picks than I am trout and deer picks all together, man.
Oh, buddy. Well, good. I'll tell you what, we're putting a little smacking on them. I'll tell you that, brother. We're putting a smacking on them.
Down.
Well, right when it's getting slow, you know, right when it's getting difficult to find that limit, you know, we had that little cool front come in last night, or that little front line. So I don't know, man. I think we're going to be good for a while catching them.
Sounds like it, you know, the way things are running, everything late this year. So Hey, this front might pile up some more in there for you guys, you know?
Yeah, what's it, 50, you know, 55, something like that this morning, man. Yeah. I mean, it's been hot.
Yeah, it'd be
we've been catching them in 80. Morning,
but not much, you know? It's good.
Yeah, just for decent, just enough. That's right.
Perfect for fishing, man.
That's right. Just enough to get them going again, man. So I got a pretty interesting one this today. Real good customers of ours. We're going to do, I don't think they know this yet, but I talked to them yesterday and kind of coming up with some different plans. So I've got them scheduled for an 8-hour snapper trip, right? Mm. And, but it's a little windy this morning, a little swelly. It's showing like, you know, 3 to 4 footers at 5 seconds, which is just kind of nasty, super nasty, really. So my plan is, I called them and I said, hey, let's do a later departure. So I think we're going to leave Mickey at like 9 a.m. And they were saying, hey, Sharky, look, if we can't make it offshore, we're super happy to, you know, target some flounder and stuff like that. So what I think I'm going to do is I think I'm going to leave at 9, and I think we're going to go flounder fish for like 2 hours. Let that wind calm down, you know, maybe 3 hours, 2-3 hours, hopefully smack a bunch of flounder, and then run out 30 miles, catch some snapper, and call it, you know, call it done. Wait for that wind to calm down and everything to kind of settle down. Because I think by like 1 o'clock, everything is supposed to be really nice out there. So we'll see. But I thought, man, that'd be so cool, you know, fillet table full of snapper and flounder, the two best eating fish, in my opinion, that you can get, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty good table fare there, buddy.
Pretty good table, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Shoot, it'd be fun, man. It'd be fun trying, at least.
I'll take all y'all don't want.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, gosh, but other than that, Mickey, man, we've been grinding and catching some good fish and having a blast doing it, man. I think the leader in our flounder tournament, we're at 23 7/8 inch flounder and 23.5 inch flounder, and I think 23 22¾. So we got some really nice fish this season.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if I told you this, but old dad caught a 25¼ off his dock at the house.
Trout?
Flounder.
Oh, a flounder. Boy, that is a doormat. That's a good
25¼.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, right off the dock at the house. Apparently, mom said she thought somebody was dying downstairs, and it was dad screaming for the net. He was screaming at her to grab the net. Oh my gosh, man. So anyway, I have to post
any bigger, she'd have showed up with a gaff.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man, that's a good fish. So that's exciting. That was exciting for them for sure, man. What a
customer
what a
one
great
time
fish.
We're trout fishing, we're waiting, and he's got one of them little field and stream little wooden trout string nets that he's carrying for a wading net. And
oh yeah,
I'd been making fun of him all day. I said, man, you catch a big fish, he's not going that net. Well, I get his head in there, I can get him. I said, I don't know, a couple hours later he cooks this flounder. He thought he had a big trout on and he's fighting, and he gets it up there and oh my god, it's the biggest flounder I've ever seen in my life. And I waited over there to give him help, and he got that net in his hand. I said, you can put that net up. Just wear him down and get him going in a circle, and I'll grab him with two hands for you.
Yeah, you'd rather grab him than the net. Yeah,
because, I mean, this thing was a pie plate. I mean, it was huge. So there's no way that's going in that little old, you know, rainbow trout net, you know, one of them wooden ones like, you know, Gucci fishermen carry. But
we got
that flounder in, and we got to the dock and waited, and it was 8¼ pounds.
Come on, that's a hog.
Yeah, that was a good one. It would half that size, maybe a 4-pounder he could have gotten that net, but not an 8. That was a big old flat fish.
Yeah, that's a big
Kelly
flounder.
Wiggler strawberry shrimp tail.
Golly, man. That is sweet. That is sweet. That's a big fish. 8 pounds, yeah. Man. Yeah, that's a big fish. That's a fish you want to get a good net under for sure.
All my years of fishing, of course, I don't target flounder. I mean, we catch them when we're baiting in the fall and all that. But I had a guy one November. I thought they were mud boils for redfish, and they were flounder by a drain that were moving down a shoreline, and there was mud puffs and mud boils everywhere.
And really?
We throw in there thinking we're going to hook up on reds, and we're hooking up on all these big old flounder, like 4 and 5 pounders, and then one of my guys caught one. It was a little over 9, and then I caught one a few years later on a mirror lure waiting for trout, right out of the school of trout. I mean, I wasn't even dragging bottom or nothing, and it was a 9.6,
wow.
9.7, something like that. That's the two things I've seen, you know.
So that fish came up and ate it. I mean, he came up and whacked it.
Oh, he swallowed that mirror lure, sucked it all the way down. There wasn't any release in that flounder.
Yeah.
It was so bad, it was so far down in there, I couldn't get it out, so I just bit my line off and tied another mirror lure on and just strung him with the mirror lure in his mouth. I dug it out at the cleaning table.
Yeah, he was feeding. Oh, golly. Yeah. Man, oh, man.
October.
Yeah. Dang, that's crazy. That's crazy. I remember the bite used to be solid in October, but now you're lucky to see any of them, you know, with this warm weather we've had this last couple of seasons.
Well, I'd get them in October real good in Trinity Bay, and in November was good for East Bay.
Wow.
Over there fishing for trout in November. So
you had it worked out.
Yeah.
Dang it.
But that's when we had a rollover pass, too. They were getting ready to make their exit.
Oh, shoot, man. That was the place.
Boy, get on them mud flats back there in the back when that pass was open. Those flounder stage up back there by the gazillions getting ready to leave.
Pretty good stuff. Go in there and stop them on the way out, buddy.
Put the herd on them. Trout fishing got slow. Just start dragging bottom.
Oh, my God.
Fish for table
fare. I love it. You get me excited thinking about it, man. I'm ready to go and give them the smack down today.
Well,
hopefully we can catch a few, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's supposed to drop down three foot at 5 seconds. Still going to be, that's still big, you know, still not super awesome,
but it's doable.
It is doable. Yeah. I really don't like 3 foot at 3 seconds or 3 foot at four seconds.
No, 3 seconds. Nasty, you don't want that of any kind.
Yeah, no joke.
But you know, inland, there's not any wind, you know, up north. You know, like up my way, it's 8 miles an hour, and then up towards Conroe, 4 and 5. And it's only winds right along the coast right now. I think it's 14 at the North Jetty and 12.
Yeah, it's kicking out this way.
15 offshore. So I think
it looks like that stuff's going to. Yeah, it's supposed to come on down and push through. And sure. I think by the time I'm turning back around to come in, it was showing like 2 footers at 5 seconds, which will be
there
real
you go.
Nice.
You know,
yeah, you don't got to go far either, which is even better.
I hope your customers are too.
yeah, they'll be fine. I ain't worried about it. They'll be good.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, throw some info out. Somebody wants to get down and fish with you guys and fish
all
right,
whatever so,
button, how they get a hold of you, man. Give them
sounds good, man. Hop on our website, guys. It's Outcast Fishing with no G. charters.com. You can check out our trip packages, pricing, and availability right there on our website. And then we are going to be posting some open boats. So if you have a Facebook, hop on our page, Outcast Charters, and you can see the different spots that we're going to have available this weekend, upcoming weekend. We do like $200 a spot. So if you're interested in that, be sure to get on the Facebook page and keep your eyes open. You will see the post of availability, and then just reach out to us, and we'll get you locked in to go fishing.
That'll work. You might meet a new fishing friend for life. You never know.
That's right. That's right, brother. All right, my friend. Right, we'll have a great rest of your day, man.
Hey, man, be safe out there. Good luck.
Thanks, buddy.
And I'll talk to you Saturday. Get some good
info. Will do, man.
Later,
thanks, brother.
All right. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.